This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3451 for Monday the 25th of October 2021. Today's show is entitled Bricklink. It is hosted by Operator and is about 14 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is custom third-part Lego shops.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. Today should be pretty quick. It's about Bricklink and LEGO's third-party LEGO resellers, whatever. This was in response to a video game called Borderlands. This video game had a character in it called Claptrap. Claptrap I liked. I was tracking some of their, you know, models and stuff, and they had one that you could press a button and it would make a sound, and of course it was, you know, like $200 or something ridiculous, and it has since gone up in price to like $300 or something ridiculous. So these, you know, collectible figurines and that type of market is not something I'm willing to spend that much money on to get something that I think is kind of a, you know, gag gift sort of for myself. So I ventured upon custom LEGO stuff. And somehow I had come across someone making a custom something from custom LEGO something from a video game. And I thought, you know what, I wonder if anybody's made a custom Claptrap. And turns out there was. And I did find a source for the kind of the directions or the diagrams or whatever they call it. And they have different pieces of software you can build your own manuals for LEGO type of stuff, and then traditionally at the end, if you're lucky, they'll put the parts list at the bottom and tell you exactly what parts you need and how many you need of them, and you can kind of build it out of your own. Now the problem with that is obviously you don't have, no one has all of those parts, and the even more interesting is that some of these parts are rare and very expensive and prohibitive to order online. So if you know what you're doing, you can generally probably swap parts out and make it work from a design engineering perspective. I was just kind of going through the whole motions as a first timer, and the site that I used was called Bricklink. I stumbled upon a few of them. Let's see if I can name some of the ones I didn't decide on for whatever reason. Bricklink, Brick Owl, Rebrickable, Toy Pro, and PebbleLego.com. And I looked through all of these in various forms, and I might not have been doing it right, but I wasn't happy with the checkout process or the inventory process or any of that stuff, and I ended up using Bricklink. Now, like again, that might be because I'm not familiar with the site enough to do the right things and order the right stuff. It might be just something that, you know, I messed up on, but generally speaking, at first glance, those other websites were not the right fit for me. There's also like predefined sets on there that are like custom sets that you could just straight up kind of buy. So if like I'm looking at a parrot, which looks pretty dang cool, that someone created, and you know, well, it's like this is an actual Lego.com thing, but there's other various diagrams or whatever, and you can pay for them, I guess. People sell them, you know, that type of thing. But anyways, the whole idea is to kind of build your own. Now, the first step is to get it into some image. Now, you can do this manually, which is not recommended at all, but I had to do it. What you want is a parts list and some kind of database form. What I had to do was look at the PDF and take each part into account and do an Excel table. Then that Excel table eventually got converted into, I don't remember how I got there. I might have manually done it into a database type that these guys will let you import from. So most of them will let you import a XML file or whatever, JSON of a list of different of the different pieces you need. So long and short of it is, I spent a long time getting the part numbers right, getting the parts right, getting the amount of the parts right, and there's some parts that don't really exist anymore and you have to swap them out. And there was one particular rod, it was like two of these little brown, very short, you know, three Lego bricks long brown rod that I spent like $5 on a piece or something stupid because I was not paying attention to the order form. And then this whole build, I want to say, I don't, it doesn't say how many pieces it is, but I want to say it's from Lego, it would probably be a $30, it'd probably be like a $50 set on Lego, and I spent $150. Now, that's only because I was kind of in a rush and I wanted a one-stop place for all my parts, and I didn't want to wait around, and I was kind of tired of the whole process because it was very daunting, and just getting the parts and getting the right sellers. So you could have probably gotten away with maybe 100, 120, something like that, but it's definitely, I think, more expensive to completely build from a Lego thing. What I think happens is most people have your normal pieces. Most people have pieces to swap out and say, oh, well, you know, I don't have six of these, but I do have six of this other color or some other thing. But I would assume a lot of people that are really into this have enough Lego to like save themselves a fair amount of money. So anyways, what I'll say is some of this general caveats is, you know, beware of the shipping prices. You'll get, you know, really cheap Lego, but it's from like, you know, a different country, and they're gonna charge you an arm and a leg for shipping. So you buy three parts from them, and it's not even worth the shipping to ship it to you. I have in here always use instant checkout, which apparently I think they do it kind of, if I had to guess, it was a batch-based order by default. So for example, if I order six of one thing, I won't get that right away. They won't package it up right. They'll wait till they get a batch of, you know, 50 or something, and then maybe they'll do them in a batch. I don't know what the instant checkout is, but I think maybe it's a feature of like maybe ratings based. Maybe the seller doesn't have enough ratings or confidence that they can't do instant checkout or something, because there's a lot of back and forth. I had received two different parts that were incorrect, and I had to, I think he just drop shipped them to me. So I ended up getting, you know, 10 parts for free or something, because he sent like two, three parts that were completely wrong. Be sure to check the USA box. This is specific to Bricklink website. So there is an option in there that says, you know, only ship to USA or USA only or something. That way you're not having to wait for customs and wait a month. Excuse me. Wait a month to get your item. For me, it was 2 to 3 times the cost of Lego.com set. So what generally people like to do is say, okay, these three sets will give you this item. These three sets will give you these. So, you know, obviously it's got to be insanely expensive to buy three sets as opposed to building it from Bricklink. But if you happen to have those sets, I guess I don't know what the parity is there. But that often you'll see sometimes it'll say, you know, these three sets make up this particular build. Plan on paying, you know, 3 to 5 people via PayPal during the checkout process, and this is excruciating if you don't have an autofiller for PayPal and your autofill and auto login stuff and auto thing like LastPass or Password Manager. No way to easy share a wanted list. So you can build a wanted list through kind of XML and say, you know, this is my build for the Claptrap, right? But there's no easy way to share it on their website as far as I can tell. They might have changed that, I don't know. But I ended up putting, it's probably not even in here anymore because my website is, that's been, yeah. So these, I got the Borderlands PDF, but I don't see the XML file is missing actually. So I still have the PDF of the Claptrap, but I do not have the XML, which is not good. That's the meat of it. That was the hardest part, was building the XML file and making sure all the parts were the right parts and the parts that were swapped out or whatever. Let's see. I had 7 missing out of 216 in one shipping, in one shipment. So, you know, ideally you want to order from one person. That's not going to happen. Like I said, it's going to be 3 to 5 people. You know, people that use these sites are people like me that are going to do a one-off thing and then realize that they went over their budget because, you know, for another $100, I could have gotten the whatever claptrap. I did end up ordering another little mini claptrap. I'll take a picture and put it in the show notes along with the links to the stuff. Let me add that note in here before I forget. Sorry. Pick of claptrap. But yeah, you know, it's COVID. You got disposable income. You spend stupid amounts of money on dumb. Other than that, you know, it was very tedious, man. I mean, this is not even that big of a build. This is a tiny little build, comparatively to, you know, some of the builds you see, obviously online. I want to say it's not even maybe 6 feet tall, 6 foot tall claptrap, not foot, 6 inches tall claptrap. You know, and it's a lot of parts, and it was very pretty excruciating to go through the parts list and get the right parts and get the orders right and get it all out. Best bet is to find a friend, which I should have used my friend who's a Lego maniac. I should have gone to his house, you know, picked out the parts that I needed that he might have had. He probably could have saved me $50. I guarantee you. Dude could have saved me $50. I could have given him $20 to take the parts, and he would have been 20 bit $20 richer, and I would have been, you know, not in the hole $50 or so. So that's your best bet. The other piece of advice I would say is, you know, if you want to do it, it's not as easy as it looks. I mean, even I've this is a PDF with 1, 2, 3, 4, 3.5 pages of parts, and it still took way too long to build the parts out and get it all matching and order the parts and what. I probably spent 4 hours getting all the parts right and ordering the parts and getting it before I actually started building it. I spent more time paying for the Lego and getting the bits right than actually building it. I think it took very short time to build. So in that regard, you know, just be careful about what you do, what you order. And again, I'll say the Lego sites I was looking at. BrickLink was the one I chose with. Brick Owl was one I tried. Rebrickable, I'd heard some good things about. Toy Pro I looked at, and Pebble Lego I looked at. But I think Rebrickable was another one that I was going to try to use, or either Toy Pro. Between those two, one of those I was going to use, and I ended up figuring BrickLink out and realizing that they had like an upload function where you could just kind of fulfill your cart with different sellers. And that's kind of how it is. It's like an eBay, but for Lego, and it's just a hot mess because you have 15 different vendors for the same part, and like one vendor will give you three of the pieces, and it's like, okay, well, that's three pieces, but then I have to pay $15 in shipping. So again, it's beware those shipping costs, beware the unique item cost. So for example, you might get 216 pieces from one vendor. Great, that's awesome. Oh, well, why is it so expensive? If you're not paying attention, you look down the item list and say, oh, I paid $5 a piece for two items. And it's just insane. Let me see if I can see my orders placed here. Date, no, these are all old. Anyways, that's pretty much it. Hope it helps you out. I'll provide the PDF of the claptrap. It's beautiful. I love it. Would I say it's worth it? $150? No, it's not worth it. But it's pretty badass. And I did buy a little mini claptrap, and I had someone make me. It's kind of like this clay, malleable clay, kind of like sucrose or whatever that stuff is. But it's a malleable clay that you can mold into little small things. And I'd seen somebody make a friend of a friend make a baby Yoda, and I said, that's really cool. I can take a picture of a claptrap and just tell him to name his price because I spent $150 on Lego thing. I mean, what's another $50 for a custom whatever? And I ended up he ended up it's like donating to a school or something. The guy's in high school or something. So I ended up giving him 50, $20 or something for for a custom little clay claptrap. So I've got three claptraps instead of the one that I really kind of wanted that made noises and stuff. But anyways, hope that helps you out, and you know, find a friend and use one of these BrickLink sites and have fun. Take it easy.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.